Recorded Books and RB Digital present Clean Break by Val McDermid, narrated by Chloe Massey.
Chapter 1. I don't know much about art, but I know what I don't like. I don't like paintings that go walkabout after I've set up the security system. I especially don't like them when I've packed my business partner off to the Antipodes for 2 months with the calm assurance that I can handle things while he's gone. The painting in question was a small Monet. When I say small, I mean in size, not in value. It would barely cover the hole my lover Richard punched in the wall of his living room in a moment of drunken ecstasy when Eric Cantona clinched the double for Manchester United. But it was worth a good dozen times as much as both our adjoining bungalows put together, which, incidentally, they never will be. The painting depicted an apple tree in blossom and not a lot else. You could tell it was an apple tree. According to our office manager Shelley, that's because it was painted quite early on in Monet's career, before his eyesight began to go and his whole world started to look like an impressionist painting. Imagine a whole artistic movement emanating from one bloke's duff eyesight. Amazing what you can learn from the Open University. Shelley started a degree course last year, and what she doesn't know about the history of art, I'm certainly not qualified to uncover. It's not one of the course options in Teach Yourself Private Dicking. The Monet in question, called, imaginatively enough, Apple Tree in Blossom, belonged to Henry Naismith, Lord of the Manor of Birchfield with Pulver, Henry to his friends, and, thanks to John Major's classless society, to mere tradespeople like me.